The case is a challenge to the state's right to charge corporate sales tax on certain kinds of software. But Mike McCabe of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign says all eyes will be on Justice Annette Ziegler because she received more than $2 million in campaign contributions from the state's largest corporate lobbying group, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. WMC has filed an amicus brief in the case. McCabe says Ziegler's decision not to recuse herself raises serious questions about the role of special interests in judicial campaigns.
Would anybody even notice this case if not for the fact that there are these horrible conflicts of interest in the politics of this case? This is going to be something that will dog the Supreme Court on case after case.
But this isn't the first time it's happened. In 1997, then-Justice John Wilcox was fined for violating state election laws for working with a pro-school choice group during his campaign, and then he did not recuse himself when cases affecting school choice came before the court. McCabe says the only solution is to pass a pending bill that would provide public funding for judicial elections. Former Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager agrees.
I think we really need to start looking at that seriously. You know, these kinds of big groups don't put money into races unless they think they're going to elect somebody who rules on their behalf.
Lautenschlager notes that Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce also poured millions of dollars into electing her successor, J.B. Van Hollen, whose office must now argue against his former benefactor and defend the state's right to tax software sales. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.